In the weeks leading up to the vote, some Sonoma County drivers complained bitterly in public hearings and online about the proposed anti-harassment ordinance. Some suggested cyclists should stick to bike paths, and they, like drivers, should be licensed. However, at the supervisors' hearing, no one spoke in opposition, and the board voted unanimously in favor to move ahead on the process. Waive further public hearings and vote to adopt the measure next week.
I'm really feeling elated. I'm surprised it was so easy.
Gary Helfrich, executive director of the Sonoma County Bike Coalition, one of the primary backers of the ordinance, wasn't expecting the process to go so smoothly. His excitement was shared by Shirley Zane, the supervisor who brought the ordinance before the board. She's also an active cyclist and the former of the Sonoma County Safe Streets Coalition.
Today we, I believe, created a little bit of history.
If, as expected, the board formally adopts the ordinance, Sonoma will become the first county in the nation to allow pedestrians and cyclists to bring civil cases against enraged drivers that harass, distract, or injure them, or attempt to. Advocates like Helfrich say a law like this is needed because incidents of harassment are on the rise.
We're trying to deal really essentially with road rage against bicyclists and pedestrians. And that's a particularly bad issue because when it's car versus car, usually it's just property damage. The two cars get beat up, but it's rare that somebody is physically hurt. Where if it's against a pedestrian or against a person riding a bicycle, somebody is killed, maimed, or injured. So the consequences of road rage against a vulnerable user are much more dire.
While Sonoma is set to become the first county in the nation to pass such an ordinance, the cities of Los Angeles, Sunnyvale, Sebastopol, and Washington, D.C. all have similar laws. Los Angeles was the first, passing an ordinance in 2011, and supporters say it's been brilliantly effective.
They have not seen any lawsuits brought forward, but they've seen a precipitous drop in the reported incidents of harassment. And to me, that's a perfect law, a law that acts as a deterrent, that doesn't clog up our court system. And what it's doing is it's taking care of, I guess, what I call the easy opportunity harassers. You know, a teenage kid who just thinks it'd be funny to throw a soda at a cyclist.
He says the local ordinance will send an important message.
That harassment of pedestrians and bicyclists is something that we don't tolerate in Sonoma County. And I think that's a good message to send.
Biking is important to Sonoma County, says Supervisor Zane. It is part of what defines the area. Additionally, the money brought in by cycling tourists is important for the area's economic growth. The Amgen race, set for mid-May, will bring in $6 million alone. But speaking at the supervisors' meeting, she says being a cyclist here isn't easy.
I've experienced harassment. Mainly it's large trucks that buzz you.
Ordinance supporters say that it's a small but important step. Cyclists and drivers need to be better educated about how to safely share roads. Cycling, they expect, will only become more prominent among residents and Sonoma County tourists. Supervisor Zane says that's as it should be.
Susan B. Anthony said that the bicycle was the single greatest thing that freed women. It really does give you that feeling of freedom when you're out there.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.